This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's in the mailbox today? A lot of things are in our mailbox. What's in yours? We'll check through ours. When I say ours, I mean mine, Doug Steffen, and Jake Kirshner's here together to serve you on September the 28th. It's Wednesday, National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Every year celebrated last Wednesday of September. Do you believe that? Last Wednesday of September.
Days special day. From October.
I know, and Halloween, and Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and New Year's, and Valentine's Day, and then it's spring again. Okay, so today's a special day to promote the importance of health awareness. Earlier in the program, if you didn't hear it, you can go back and listen to thegooddayshow.com's website, or put it on your device, whatever, and hear the conversation that we had about the benefits, these new blood tests that help detect cancers and that sort of thing. More often than not, it seems that there's a problem with women's health more than men when it comes to this sort of thing. So today, anyway, we talk about the importance of health awareness. That's really what it's all about. Preventative medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who one of the two doctors associated with this program, is a preventative cardiologist. That is, he tries to get people to understand what they need to do to keep their heart healthy. You know, in reality, most doctors are in business to fix people after they're broken. That's how they make their money. They don't make their money by keeping you from being broken. You come to them when you're broken so they can fix you, which seems like kind of a crazy system. In Japan, Jay, did you know that doctors don't get paid unless the cure they prescribe works? For example, if you get sick and you need a cold, come up with something simple, and you go to a doctor in Japan and whatever the fix is doesn't fix your cold, you don't pay him. Doctors only get paid in Japan on results. So maybe we should...
That's kind of great.
Have that system here, yeah? Right? Car doesn't work, you bring it to the dealer and they fix it, or they don't. You pay for it, doesn't work, you bring it back and they fix it. You don't pay for it. Again, unless you're not that smart. Anyway, so back to Women's Health and Fitness Day, the acknowledgement that each gender has specific needs when it comes to your health. So this goes back 20 years when it started to promote physical fitness. That's probably around the time. When was Title IX passed? Do you remember? Equality for Women in Sports in School. Maybe it was early.
I want to say the 60s, but it seems.
Oh, was it that far back?
No, it was 70s. It was in 72.
Okay. Anyway, why would we not want to have women physically fit, no matter what their age? There's nothing sexier, no matter what it sounds like coming from somebody like me. Women who are in shape, muscular, tight, nice, that's attractive. It is.
Well, I think it just goes with kind of what society deemed at a certain time, because what, in the 50s or 40s or whatever, women were encouraged to work out, but to do so at their home, because to sweat in public was blasphemous. And then way, way back in the day when women were always wearing corsets, and it was like it wasn't about working out to have a certain physique. It was using tools to give you the appearance of a physique, and it would cause abdominal, they would like lose their muscles, and they were fainting all the time, and it would almost change their body in a way that their body could not support.
Well, the fact that women, you know, there are people who think that muscles are all about masculinity. They are not. There are plenty of women who are beefed up that look fabulous, and it's an inspiration. So if you're looking, no matter what your age, there are some women that I know who are my age, who lift weights regularly, spend a lot of time in the gym, fabulous for them. They look great. Not only that, but imagine what it does to their longevity quotient. Excuse me. It just is a magnificent way for you to keep yourself physically and spiritually, mentally alive. That's what exercise does. Build up them muscles. Okay, here's something crazy. I just saw an ad for a... this makes the point of advertising, I guess, much as anything else. There's a crematorium, funeral home and crematorium in Florida, and maybe they get a lot of business because of the storm surge and the hurricane this week. They give out to prospective customers a lighter. The lighter says, "Thank you for smoking." And then on the other side of the lighter is their logo, Beckman and Williamson Funeral Home and Crematorium, Cocoa Beach, Florida.
That is so dark.
It is, but think about it. Isn't it? The message is made, is it not? Of course it's dark. But speaking of Cocoa Beach, we're going to have John Harper on in the next half hour, who's in the middle of this surge. Right now, the Hurricane Ian's surge has, let's see, I'm looking at the storm surge down around Tampa is 4 to 6 feet. On the other side, near the St. John's River, the storm surge is 3 to 5 feet, looks like right now. The forecasters are saying both coasts are getting whacked. West Coast may be the worst, but we'll get John to tell us what the situation is right now. Everything is shut down in central Florida and on the coast because the hurricane's going across the state right now. And so we'll catch up with John a little bit. All right, here's a quiz. You ready for mind? I think I did this well. I'm going to do this for the benefit of the audience, even though I did it. I teased you and James J. a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Spell "Damn it, I'm mad" backwards. Ready?
Am I allowed to answer?
you're a human being. You got a mother and a wife. But this is school, the fourth grade.
Well, I feel like I'm cheating.
Seven. I got my hand up. Can I answer the question?
Because I feel like I'm cheating if I answer the question.
No, that's okay. You can answer it.
Oh, it's
if we had a phone that worked.
It's a palindrome. It's the same forward and backwards.
Damn it, I'm mad is the same no matter whether you put it forwards or backwards. You are correct. Yep. There it is, the mind-bogglingly difficult.
Words are fun. Can we just be honest about that?
Yep. From the What's Right is Right department, Lendale White, after the NCAA, because of the Heisman Trophy drama involving Reggie Bush, still doesn't have his Heisman Trophy back. And his old teammate at USC, Lendale White, says, "I'm mad as hell." It looks that, well, you got to wonder. He earned the trophy, that is Bush, in 2005.
Mm-hmm. And then it was taken away.
Why was it pulled away from him, though?
His family received benefits during his time as a Trojan, which at the time was against the
illegal
rules. But now, yeah, they've updated those rules because you have NCAA video games and different things, and people are making money off of these athletes, these student athletes' likeness and what they're doing and everything. But yet these students were not receiving any benefits or money or anything like that. And so they've since changed the rules. So if he was doing this today, it wouldn't be against the rules. He'd still have his Heisman Trophy. So Lendale White is saying that, hey, rules have changed. You should give him his trophy back. Because they also realized that it was wrong to make money off of these student-athletes and the student-athletes not benefit in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a strange reality. And it doesn't. It's at first, it didn't seem right. And I'm not sure I'm convinced even now that it's right. There's too much emphasis on money and athletics in college instead of on, hello, it's school. You're supposed to be there to learn, not to play basketball.
But you think about it, this is kind of their job. They should benefit in a way because there are other students who are not student athletes.
But it shouldn't be their job in college. Their job in college should be to learn, right?
But then,
that's what they go to college for.
But on the flip side, then nobody should be making money off of them as well.
Yeah, I think I'm on that page with you, as a matter of fact. Thank you. The folks at Lyft, L-Y-F-T, are going to freeze hiring now that the economic situation seems uncertain for the rest of the year. So here's a very interesting reality. They couldn't find enough drivers. So they went all out. Both Uber and Lyft went crazy, actually, through pandemic. Well, nobody took them anyway during the pandemic. After the pandemic, couldn't find. Just like going into any restaurant. I was in a restaurant yesterday, grab a quick sandwich at noon. It was, I don't know, about 1:30. And signs all over the place. Work here instead of, this was a restaurant, it was a Pandora's box. Hello, Doug.
Panera,
thank you. You see, you're getting to understand my lingo. Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Okay. Sorry, the Panera, there's a sign on the door. We're hiring, and you don't have to work at the drive-in. Which is the, right? All the fast food joints, you got to work at the drive-in window. And people are yelling at you and throwing things at you. And you know, it's pretty demeaning, I think. I would think the working at it. I don't know because I never did it, but I can't imagine that it's fun. But that was their pitch. Work for Panera Bread, and you don't have to go to the drive-in window.
Which is kind of absurd because so many Paneras have a drive-thru.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never seen a Panera with a drive-thru.
Yeah,
really?
There's, it's not all of them. Most of them.
Most of them in malls. There's strip malls and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them are in like the strip mall and stuff, but pretty much almost all of the standalone stores that are their own building, they have a drive-thru.
Really? Anyway, so as far as Lyft is concerned, they've stopped hiring people because they're worried about the deteriorating economic outlook. And see, we keep talking about that stuff. So the S&P has gone off the last few days, the last few months, and you know, all other things are off. That's what happens.
Yeah, this is what's going to cause it.
Come on, let's get with the program. It's not, the world's not coming to an end. Let's stop talking about the negatives. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The ever wonder about the names for singing groups? How do these people get their name? For example, Maroon 5. So does that mean there are 5 guys in the band who are left by their mothers? What does that mean? Why do we have...
I understand 5. Like the 5 question, but where do you get the left by their mothers?
Well, marooned means left. If you're marooned on an island, that means you're all alone on an island. So if you're marooned, that means you're alone. So that, come up with marooned. You didn't know that that's what maroon meant? If you're marooned.
Well, no, I know marooned. Like if you're marooned, you crash onto an island and you're by yourself. But I didn't realize it was specifically left.
What? Well, yeah. It means you're all alone. Marooned. By yourself.
Do you want to know how they got their name?
Yes. No, wait a minute. Don't tell me. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's have a commercial, and then we'll talk about that and their Las Vegas residency coming right up. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at 1-833 top loss.
All right, so there's a lot of stuff about Adam Levine floating around, cheating on his wife with a 20-year-old or something. I guess there's that. But there are tickets on sale now for their Las Vegas residency. Will people hiss and boo when Adam Levine comes out on stage? Or will they just not buy tickets because he's a no-good scumbag?
No, I would like to hope that there is a line where people are like, what he's doing in his own personal life is his business, and what's happening in his marriage is his business. And if they're fans of the music and the band themselves, then they would still show up. But one never knows. One never knows. But how they got their name, the rumor is that they, because there are six members, not five, but they, some of the members attended Five Towns College in Long Island, and the school colors were maroon and white. And so that's why they got the five and maroon.
Wow, that's good. Cool, that's good to know. It's kind of like the reason the Four Seasons are named the Four Seasons. You know why they are the Four Seasons, right?
Why are they the Four Seasons?
They used to sing at a bowling alley in New Jersey called the Four Seasons before they were known as the Four Seasons. How about that? I understand that even today, Frankie Valli is still a good bowler. He's probably a better bowler than whoever the doctor was that fixed his face, because his face looks awful. Man. You've seen his face. Most people, maybe at your age, you don't pay attention to the Four Seasons of Frankie Valli, but those folks around my age are looking at that face and thinking, thank heavens I didn't go to see that doctor. Kind of the same thing with Robert Redford. Oof. All right, go see Jane Fonda's doctor. She'll fix you right up. 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. And so this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So this is a story of a baby boy's sight. The son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and this person happened to notice that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's, the 28th of September, is Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, removing fakery and quackery from the radio, right? Nothing but the truth, the whole truth. Well, a little bit of fun here and there. That's good.
Yeah.
Interspersed with
some opinions.
Yeah. Did you know that there's a penny around? This will cause people, nobody pays attention to pennies anymore, right? I don't keep change at all. If somebody gives me change, if I when I was talking about some of that Panera bread yesterday, bowl of soup and half a sandwich, I paid for it with cash. They have a sign on the register now that says exact change or credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
A coin shortage.
Right. So, and that brought me about, I saw this thing a couple of days ago, actually, over the weekend, about this penny that's worth $1.2 million. So if you're a collector, I don't know how you distinguish some of the old pennies, but they all have, Abraham Lincoln. All the pennies have Abraham Lincoln on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how would you know there's a, apparently there may be more than one. If you have pennies, you should look through your collection. You got a jar? Do you have a jar, Jay, of pennies?
No, I typically, if I am paying cash for something and I have coins coming back to me, I put it in the like tip jar, the take a penny, leave a penny kind of stuff.
Yeah, that too, or the tip.
And I don't just only tip coins. I tip dollars too, but I don't like to jingle jangle.
Big spender, huh?
I'm a credit card person. That might be the fact that I'm a millennial. But pennies, I think it's more so what they are made from with the their seal.
Correct.
Coated with zinc.
That's correct. That's very
so
smart.
Extraordinary. Yep.
They were made of copper at one point in time, but we ran out of copper, so they use an alloy, and they cover the newer pennies. They cover them with a little bit of copper, but the main internal guts of you, you know, you're looking at a penny, they look that big. But most of the penny is not copper. It's some kind
of just coated with copper.
Right. Exactly. All right. Let's find out if John Harper has a, does he have a cookie jar filled with pennies? John Harper joins us frequently on this program for various things. He's from the Space Coast, and the reason he appears with us today is because he runs WMEL. The radio stations in Florida are wall-to-wall storm coverage. This morning, Hurricane Ian making landfall as a Category 4 when it hit the West Coast. So where is it now? You're in Melbourne, which is sort of from central Florida, Orlando, down a little bit to the south, but not much, mostly east of Orlando, right?
Exactly. By the way, Doug, good morning.
Hi.
We're just about due east of Orlando. Takes from where I sit about 35 minutes to get to Disney World, so it's not too far at all. But the storm is coming ashore right in the area between Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, and it's coming ashore, as you mentioned a moment ago, as a Category 4, and it intensified overnight. The barometric pressure dropped, which was creating more of a problem as far as wind conditions, and a very unusual situation, Doug, occurring here in the state of Florida, where the entire state is under some sort of hurricane warning, hurricane watch, a tropical storm warning, and being a resident here in Florida for decades, this is one of the first times I've seen this type of situation happen, and the storm surge is what everybody is talking about over the last several days, and that storm surge is affecting a good portion, of course, of the west coast of Florida, and even here on the east coast, although not as bad as the west coast, we're looking at 1 to 3 feet in a storm surge, nothing compared to what the Tampa Bay area is looking at this morning with the storm surge there. So a lot of things to contend with, and let's not forget the fact that this is a rainmaker, a very slow moving storm. It's going to be over the state of Florida here for the next 8 hours or so, dumping a lot of rain, and even here on the Space Coast, we're going to be looking at probably 6 to 8 inches today, and the same thing tomorrow, 6 to 8 inches. So it's quite a concern. I was up this morning at 5 a.m. on my little sandbag brigade getting things ready here, and we're ready to do battle, but nonetheless a very interesting storm that in a couple of days will be affecting areas such as Georgia and South Carolina. So,
and then it peters out because it runs into a big high-pressure system and it basically cooks it. It's done. Finished. I was looking at the rainfall totals. Central Florida expect 15 to 20 inches. It could be 24 inches, depending on your locality. The most rainfall Orlando has ever seen at a clip, 3 days, 14 inches. It looks like they're going to get more than that now over the next couple of days, right? Or you on the coast anyway.
Yeah, it's going to break a lot of records here throughout the state. And, of course, the ground here, because we've had a very wet summer, and the ground is really saturated right now as it is, and this additional rain from the hurricane is going to create more havoc. And there are reports coming in of areas flooding that haven't experienced flooding in 100 years. So it's going to be an interesting and challenging couple of days here in the state of Florida.
So the wind and the rain, all these things are, I guess, you build up, you said you've been there for quite a long time. I've known you for 30 years, and you've always been there. I forgot where you came from, but have you over those 30, you came from Detroit, okay. No. So how is your tolerance for these kind of problems after years and years and years and years of running a business that literally was on the coast?
Good question, Doug. I was thinking about that just the other day, and it's becoming taxing, and it's very stressful, and it creates so much demand upon myself and others associated with me that after doing these hurricane coverage situations, and we go nonstop. Unlike some stations that just occasionally do updates,
right.
We go nonstop, and it's very taxing, and it's getting old.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but yeah, 12 feet I see in some areas. This is the first major hurricane to make landfall this year, and probably by the looks of the maps, there aren't going to be, you know, at the end of September, pretty much the all of the storms peter out by the time. It's mid-August to late September, pretty much when most of the really tough ones hit. But imagine yourself, if it's bad where you are, think about Puerto Rico and what kind of a storm situation they have. And Cuba apparently got whacked, but because not a U.S. protectorate, people will be more concerned about Puerto Rico, which hasn't really recovered from the last hurricane because the feds kind of gave them the cold shoulder, right?
Yeah, it's really amazing what Puerto Rico is going through, what they've been through, and the fact that virtually the entire country is without power once again.
Yep.
I don't know how those poor people are able to withstand what their government does to them.
Yeah, or doesn't.
Yeah, or doesn't.
All right, I was talking earlier. I don't know if you heard me talking. I connected the dots here between the hurricane and what you have to look out for, and what happens, sometimes really rough hurricanes, they spawn tornadoes. And tornadoes create lightning and some pretty dark, you know, the darker the skies, the more likely there is to be lightning for whatever. And I just wondered whether you ever knew anybody who's been struck by lightning, whether it was, you know, because of something like we're talking about today, storm-wise, or if it was maybe out playing golf and a storm came up quickly, being out on a boat in the harbor or out in the ocean, you can get struck by lightning pretty easily. And apparently now you can survive much easier. I thought it was dangerous. You get hit by lightning.
It is. Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that because the other day I was cutting the lawn and a storm was approaching and the lightning was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I better get out of here pretty quickly because this lightning is getting close. It was, Doug, here in the state of Florida, it's vicious. The lightning here is absolutely vicious at times.
Yeah.
And it's Mother Nature at her most extreme. And the lightning here is bad. And one other thing that I failed to mention about the hurricanes, you touched upon it, and that is today and tomorrow, a lot of tornado activity is expected
comes
here
off
in
the
state of Florida.
Right, yeah, there'll be a lot of chances to be struck by lightning. Apparently, a lot of people that survive have some kind of paralysis, bleeding, and that may be bones get, for some reason or another, get thinner, causes heart attacks sometimes. I just always thought that, I mean, looking at this for the first time today, I always thought lightning and hit you, bingo, you were done. But apparently that's not the case. So anyway, something to be careful of when it comes to the circumstance. All right, John. So tomorrow, let's maybe check in with you again at some point to see how you have fared through the storm, because by this time tomorrow, the worst of it should be over. As you said, a couple of days of rain, but it's going to move up into the Carolinas. It probably goes away into Georgia and then sort of up into the Ohio River Valley, and see you later after that.
Exactly.
Something to talk about. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, it'll be the last one of the season. John, thank you. John Harper from WMEL in on the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida. In a moment, the Oath Keepers trial begins after this.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie. Your
home. All right, I think Angie can go away. The jury selection began yesterday, Jay, in the trial against the Oath Keepers and specifically its founder, Stuart Rhodes, for his role in storming the Capitol. There were four other people, I think, that have been charged with what the government calls it seditious conspiracy, seeking to disrupt the transfer of presidential power. If they get convicted, 20 years in the slammer. Do they deserve that? Is that sufficient to keep people from doing it again? Or, because there is an anti-government sentiment in the country, if they get sent up the river for 20 years, mm-hmm. is this going to make them
the people less about like what they did and more about who they are? Which seems,
Yeah, I would say that's probably more likely than not. 17 of the 870 individuals charged in connection with this accused of seditious conspiracy. Most of the rest are just disorderly conduct. So this is the stuff that'll make noise and is important. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Let's bing, bang, boom into our movie moments portion of the program. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to bring us around to, what is this we call, Dwindling Pipes or something? What was the name of this?
That was theme? The Exorcist.
Oh, what's this?
That was a different theme.
What is this?
This is the Halloween.
Oh, yeah, much
I
different.
I remember, I think in a flashback, you were first online when this opened in 1978.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
And have been there to see every sequel.
Absolutely,
and
every single one of them.
Unbelievably excited for Halloween Ends, the last installment with Jamie Lee Curtis, which hits theaters October 14th. We play that because Universal just released the final trailer to Halloween Ends. And this, of all the trailers they released, this one is the best. I haven't been impressed with a lot of the way this film has been marketed. It goes to theaters and Peacock. Streaming day-to-day October 14th, but it is a big film for theaters because it's going to have a good opening weekend. I have little doubt about that, even if the reviews are not great. I don't know what they'll be, but I hope it's a watchable movie.
That movie theater that you control and run,
yes,
in your hometown, do you dare bring movies like this in? Because I would
sometimes
think
we're not bringing this one in, but we did. We did bring the first one in the installment, and I am. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm doing a horror fest on the weekend of October 28th. I'm going to show the original Halloween, be part of it, and I'm going to do a double feature on Sunday night, October 30th, which I'm going to show Dawn of the Dead 2004, followed by Dawn of the Dead, the original George A. Romero masterpiece, 1978. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, and I think Jay will probably go up there to Strasbourg. It's not that long a ride.
See you there, Chuck.
Enjoy all of that same stuff that you like to do. Yeah, it's very exciting. John Hamm.
A place for everything, no?
Yeah, right. John Hamm says he agreed to be in Bridesmaids without a deal because he's great friends with Kristen. Or is it Kirsten? No, it's Kristen Wiig. I think, right?
That's okay.
He was in Bridesmaids 11 years ago, and he has certainly done a whole lot of things since then, probably one of the best-known faces on television and in film, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought him up, because I was talking to somebody about him the other day. He's in this new Fletch movie, right?
Yes, I'm wondering
about it. And it has really not been released in theaters. It's in a few theaters, but it mostly has gone on pay-per-view. And after Mad Men, I thought, okay, is this, and he's super talented, but I was like, okay, is this the next George Clooney? Like, he's going to have a big movie career. And he's had a good career, but it's sort of in supporting roles. Mostly he's like in the Town, Ben Affleck's movie. Really, really good.
Well, look what he played, the role he played in Top Gun. That was a very important
he's
role.
He's very good. He's very good. But the thing is, he was offered, no, not offered, but there was a lot of talk after Mad Men when Warner Brothers was looking to reboot Superman. This is before Henry Cavill got the role. That why not offer it to a 40-year-old John Hamm? It would be really interesting to see Superman at that age. He had the he had the look. I think that would have been really interesting if they went in that direction. Now, speaking of horror, Doug, listen to this.
Yes, Charles.
Ryan Murphy's new Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix.
Biggest
audience in Stranger Things.
Good God.
192 million people tuned into some form.
Did you watch that, Jay? It sounds like something you'd watch.
I have not yet, but it's on my list.
I watched a trailer. But the question is, and you always say, why do people watch this stuff? So I ask again, why do so many people watch this stuff?
Yeah. And
there's some sick fascination with serial killers,
there
and
is.
I put myself in that category, but
I think there's a fascination with human behavior. Why somebody would have the ability in their mind to do what this monster did.
The mind of a complete psychopath. It's somehow fascinating.
Not for me, but you guys can go enjoy it. I'd rather watch a great Star Wars movie. By the way, speaking of Star Wars, James Earl Jones, who's been the voice of Darth Vader since the first Star Wars film, says he doesn't want to do it, or is it, he thinks he ought not to do it. His voice has changed. He's 91 years old. So, anyway, who do they use to, can they artificially create
They'll figure it out.
Voice? It sounds like his?
They could if they want to. Sure, they could. But they'll get somebody to do it in exact interpretation. One last thing.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds made an announcement yesterday, teased that there will be a Deadpool 3, which has been very successful in his career. This will be a Disney release because Disney bought 20th Century Fox. And in this tease, he asked Hugh Jackman if he'd like to come back as Wolverine. And so they're going to team up, and I'm assuming Hugh Jackman got a $25 million paycheck to come back as Wolverine, because it's going to make a lot of money.
Great. How exciting is that, man? I probably won't sleep from now until when the movie's released.
You would. I'll wake you up
right on the edge of my bed. Yeah. Thank you, Chucker. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.